نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله All praise and gratitude is due to Allah Rabbul Izzat who in His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with this opportunity to witness a very great occasion and that is the completion of the Hifz of Quran. Alhamdulillah in our country we are favored with this as a common occurrence. Regularly, mashallah, we have Hifz Jalsa. The fear is because this is such a common occurrence in our country, it should not happen that we lose focus and value for this occasion. For undoubtedly, this is an occasion where it is a manifestation of the promise of Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken the responsibility to protect His Kalam. And Ulama Ikram explains, the first method for the protection of the preservation of Allah's Kalam was when Wahi came to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam memorized what was coming to him. Then he appointed the Sahabas with this noble task, who were called the scribes, that they used to write down what was being revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thereafter, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi would listen to what they had written to ensure that they have written it correctly. And these Sahabas, numbered 40 plus minus or a little more, with this noble task of recording what was being revealed to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second method was through this method of memorization of Quran Kareem. And this has been exclusively given to this Ummah. No previous Ummah were given this privilege to memorize the divine scriptures of the past. This is exclusive to this Ummah. And amazingly, that on a regular basis we find young children at a tender age of 8, 9, 10 memorizing the entire Quran, not knowing one ayat or one word, the meaning of one week in Arabic, or a word in Arabic. Is this not the miraculous doing of Allah Rabbul Izzat? One alim had mentioned that he had a neighbor that was a very strong Catholic Christian and he adhered to the teachings of the Christianity very strongly. So one day he came to visit this Maulana and they were having a normal discussion among themselves regarding religion. Eventually he mentioned a very profound statement and he said that, do you know why Islam is so successful? And do you know why the Muslims are thriving and they're progressing so quickly? Is because their divine scriptures have not been tainted in any way. No addition and subtraction has been made or allowed by the divine scripture of the Quran Kareem. They also have realized it. And they have also understood that the only way to destroy Islam, the enemies of deen, is to separate the Muslim from the Kalam of Allah. An effort has been continuously made regarding this. And this started from the time of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where people of the Quran were targets. That in order to destroy Islam, there is only one way, and that is separate them from the Quran Kareem and Sunnah. So from the time of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a group of people that came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pretending to accept Islam. Thereafter they requested that a jamaat of kuffars, qurra, should be sent to teach to their community and to their people and their tribe. And this was known as the tragedy of Bir Ma'una, where 70 sahabas who were qurras and proficient in the recital of the Qur'an Kareem were treacherously intercepted and they were martyred. So this was an effort made from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because they understood as long as this Ummah has a close link to the Quran Kareem and have a close attachment to the Quran Kareem, they will always draw the divine help of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter, this effort continued that we find the Tatars in Baghdad that when they also started now capturing towns upon towns, eventually it is said in Baghdad they wanted to do away with Islam by destroying all the literature of the Quran Kareem and the tafsir and the commentaries and the ahadith. So much so that they tried to destroy so much volume of knowledge that is mentioned that 3-4 days and the rivers were flowing black with the ink that was thrown, or the books of the kitab that were written, that was thrown in the river. Even then, Allah has taken the responsibility to protect the Quran Kareem. The Quran survived it. Later on you find, in the form of the Crusaders, they also had an agenda and determined to destroy Islam. And they knew the only way was to remove the Quran from the Ummah. And to then remove those people who are educating the masses on the Quran Kareem. So when they went into Palestine, etc., and the Jerusalem area, you say they went on a killing spree. There's so many ulama and custodians of the Quran Kareem were martyred that he said that their horses were knee deep in the blood of the Muslims. All this was an effort to destroy Islam and to separate the Muslim Ummah from the Quran Kareem. Even then, by Allah Ta'ala's divine aid, the Quran survived that as well. And later on we find they just continued of effort upon effort upon effort from them. How are they going to separate us from the Quran Kareem? But there was always the custodians and the guardians of the Quran Kareem that had such a spirit to protect the Quran Kareem that they were willing to give their life for Allah's deen. And later it continued that even when during the colonial powers, a lot of effort was made. Many copies of the Quran Kareem was destroyed. Many ulama, that as a lesson to teach the masses and to instill fear in the masses, that if you have any link to the Quran Kareem, this will be your outcome. So it is mentioned from city to city, there was not a tree left where an alim was hanging on the tree, martyred, to teach the lesson to the Muslim Ummah, that this will be your faith if you still have an attachment to Quran Kareem. Alhamdulillah, we survived that as well. And even when our Muslims, our predecessors and our Akabirin that have given their life for the Quran Kareem, for the protection of the Quran Kareem, and they were imprisoned, the likes of Sheikh Ul-Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, Mawlana Muhammad Al-Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh, and voluntary Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Rahmatullah Alayh, that voluntary gave to serve his Sheikh, went into the jail with his Sheikh. It is said then the attachment that they occupied themselves during that time in prison was none other than the Quran Kareem. That Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Rahmatullah Alayh, in the period of the time that he was in the prison, he said within 30 days he memorized the entire Quran Kareem. This was the spirit of our Kabirin to ensure that this valuable Quran Kareem reached you and I. So to appreciate this Quran Kareem, we should look at the sacrifice our predecessors have made for the Quran Kareem to reach us. It is naturally a natural thing that qadr and appreciation will only come in proportion to the sacrifice a person makes to Quran Kareem. Once Mawlana Ashraf Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that there was a person, he had a very, very expensive Kashmiri shawl that was worth thousands of rupees. And he had a champal that was worth maybe 5-10 rupees. And everybody was noticing that he's taking that expensive Kashmiri shawl and he's cleaning his champals. And people were surprised and told him it's a very foolish thing to do. Such an expensive shawl you are using to clean a such an insignificant shoe of yours. He said, you don't understand. This Kashmiri shawl I inherited. And that champal, I worked and acquired money and I purchased that champal with my blood and sweat. And that is why he had more qadr for the champal than the shawl. Today, if we really look at the type of sacrifice our Akabirin had made for the Quran Kareem, and we look at how easy Allah has made it for us to memorize the Quran under such conducive conditions and easy conditions, then we make shukr to Allah that with ease and comfort we can memorize the Quran Kareem. So the method I had mentioned, that the one method of Allah protecting His Quran Kareem was through the memory. And this is such an amazing thing that Allah has blessed our youngsters, young children, to not only memorize the Quran Kareem, but to know detailed facts about the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity once to visit Tajweedul Quran in Delhi, in India. And that time was Qari Sulaiman, rahmatullah alayhi, he was there. And it was his natural, general habit, whenever visitors used to come, he used to be extremely happy, he used to gather the whole madrasa. And then he would, if he knew there was an alim or a hafiz in the jamaat, then he would tell them, right, I want you to test my children. And really, small children, 8, 9, 10 years old, sitting in front. And then he insists, you must test them. And then the person, the hafiz or the alim is there, he says, right, read from here. Anyway, he asks how many paras you did. For example, the person say, I did maybe 12 paras or 14 paras. You say, right, read from here. Before the person, before that youngster, we're talking of 8, 9, 10 years old, before that youngster starts reading, Qari Sulaiman used to stop. He say, wait, tell the Maulana, where, identify where is that ayat that he has written for you to ask, that he asked you to read. So the youngster, without any hesitation, without any delay, he identified where the ayat is. Then he said, all right, tell which Qur'an, which para. Then he says, okay, tell the Maulana how many rukus in that para. And then he says, that's where that Maulana asked you to start reading. Read the last ayat of that ruku and read upwards, backwards. And the person without hesitation reads fluently. Is that not a miracle from Allah? And the youngster at a tender age of 8 and 9, who probably his father does not even regard him as responsible. Probably his father will be scolding him regularly and says, I can't even rely on you to keep my car keys because you're so unmindful. That very same youngster, Allah felt it fit for him to hold the Quran Kareem in his heart, to behold. Isn't that a bounty from Allah? What a ni'mat! What a favor from Allah! That youngster, and like that, every youngster, you see him reading, giving the amount of rukus, how many ayats in that ruku, full details. Allah Ta'ala has blessed the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi with this speciality. Such love for Quran, such attachment to Quran, that the person can memorize it, not only memorize, know the full details. And this is how Allah Ta'ala has preserved this Quran for this ummah. So we must make lot of shukr that we witness day in and out this miracle, that how Allah Ta'ala is preserving this Quran. And one great scholar had mentioned that the kuffar will try to destroy or separate the Muslim ummah from the Quran in three ways. One, that they will try to distort the letters of the Quran Kareem. And that our young kuffar in multitudes have memorized it, that even if they succeed in bribing a group of people in order to alter the Quran Kareem, they will not succeed because there are millions of hufaz that will oppose to it through the memory. So the letters of the Quran are protected and the ayats of the Quran are protected to our hufaz al-kiram, all our hufaz. Then the second effort that they make is that they will try to destroy it by the misinterpretation of the ayats of Quran. That a person must misinterpret the meaning of Quran Kareem. And that Allah Ta'ala has always kept a group who will protect the meaning of the Quran and the interpretation of the Quran and will give their life for this cause. Will dedicate their life, and not only dedicate their life, but will even be willing to give up their life for this cause. That the correct interpretation be given to the ummah. And the third method is that they will try to deviate and prevent people from making amal on the Quran. And there, alhamdulillah, our mashayikh and our shuyukh and our ulama have made great strides in making efforts to ensure that the amal on the Quran in amal, in practicality comes into our life. And this is the effort that our kabirins have made, great amount of effort. If we have to just quickly, briefly see across the globe how much effort was made, but let's take our country itself, just our country in South Africa, that plus minus 350 to 370 years ago, at that time Indonesia, Malaysia was under the Dutch, it was a Dutch colony under the Dutch colonial power. And at that time, those people were making an effort to also get their independence. And many, many ulama were involved in the struggle. So because of political reasons, many of our ulama were captured and were taken and was put into the prison in Sri Lanka, who was also a Dutch colony. And they stayed there for about 8 years, plus minus. And then, at that time, South Africa was also a Dutch colony and that, under the Dutch colonial powers. So they needed people to work on the wineries and that. So many of the prisoners were brought to South Africa, Cape Town, etc. And like that, a great scholar was a great alim also. And even in the Tasawuf line, he was from the Naqshbandi Silsila, was Sheikh Yusuf from Makassar. And he was brought to South Africa with these other prisoners. And at that time, a concerted effort was made that no attachment to Quran, no practicing of deen, nothing, with the determination to annihilate Islam. And this was always the effort of the kuffar. So it was a blessing in disguise that Allah wished good for our country, that Allah made arrangements for Sheikh Yusuf to come to South Africa. And in this way, he imparted knowledge to the prisoners and made them link themselves to Quran Kareem, etc. And then after about 100 years after that, in the year 1780, another great revolutionary by the name of Abdullah Qadi Abdul Salam Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was known as Tuan Guru, he was also brought and he was put in Robben Island. It is said that he spent plus minus 13 years there, from 1780 to 1793. But the amazing thing of this man, Allah had given him such firasat, such vision, that he realized the need of the Muslim of the country, South Africa. So it is recorded that he handwritten the entire Quran Kareem from memory in his stay in the prison. And in some narrations it is mentioned that he had written 7 copies with his hand in the 13 years he stayed in the prison. And from there, he ignited, making effort, he ignited in the hearts of the people the need for the attachment and the importance of Quran Kareem. And Alhamdulillah, after about say 2 centuries after that, maybe in the 150 years ago, then many of our Akabu ulama and it came to our shores from the Indo-Pak continent, etc. And there, Alhamdulillah, they were also indebted to them because the priority on their list was to establish a masjid and a maktab in order not to deviate, to separate us from Quran Kareem. And by that, Alhamdulillah, today we seeing the fruits of their sacrifice that they had made, that every town, every area, this morning I was speaking to one alim, he said, Alhamdulillah, a recently developed area got 4 hifz classes. Is this not a favor from Allah? And what spirit our elders, and what love and devotion and dedication they attach themselves to Quran Kareem. From Cape, talking about Cape Town, there was a man by the Sheikh, but not very long ago, maybe talking about 4 decades ago, the name was Sheikh Saleh Abadi from Cape Town. He had such passion for Quran Kareem. Entire day he used to dedicate himself to listen to the Quran Kareem. And what was the amazing thing, it is mentioned, he had a room where he used to listen, like we will say maybe the sitting room, and his wife would be in the room. He used to listen to so much Quran of his students, that the wife listening to the students, she became a hafizah. Subhanallah. One can well imagine the amount of time he dedicated to Quran Kareem. And we've seen the effect. One of his students, of Sheikh Saleh Abadi, is Maulana Farooq Patel from Madrasa Zakaria, that it is known, his known fact, that in Ramadan, 40 to 48 khatams he makes in Ramadan. And throughout the year, is nothing less than 18 to a Quran a day. The effects of Qurbani. One great personality that was also in our country, we were very fortunate to have, was Hafiz Abdurrahman Miyatab Rahmatullah Ali. Entire life dedicated to Quran. If we can take this home, our young Hufaz, the spirit and the enthusiasm and the love for Quran. One is to memorize the Kalam, but one is to instill that love in our hearts for Quran Kareem. There is no better way to create, get connection with Allah than through His Kalam. And there is no quicker way to get closeness to Allah than through His Kalam. So Hafiz Abdurrahman Niyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, until the age of 90, which is the last days of his life, he was in Lens, Tunisia. Students can bear me out that in his sick condition he would lie down on the bed and still listen to students of Quran. That is a passion he had. And regularly used to make dua that, oh Allah, give me that good fortune of having a his class in my qabr. But what passion and love. He said when he was still young and healthy and hale, in Ramadan he used to dedicate his entire day to listening to students Quran Kareem from Fajr right till after Maghrib. So one student asked him, he said, Hazrat, how do you manage to dedicate so long hours and used to have just a half an hour break after Zuhr Salah? So he said a very amazing statement. He told a student of his, create such a love for and passion for Quran Kareem that it must become like food for you. That how you can live without food, you cannot live without Quran Kareem. And this is how they had that enthusiasm, the spirit and the love and the attachment for Quran Kareem. And the Kufar knows that as long as this Ummah is attached to the Quran Kareem and to the Sunnah, all their plans, their plans and plots will not be effective. No sooner that they can achieve by deviating us from the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah, then it is like a free rein for them to attack us. So this is a great glad tidings for us as the Ummah. It's a great blessing for the students that are completing, the parents, the asatiza, the institution, the town, the country, and the ummah at large. Because this is a manifestation of Allah's promise. Till the day of Qiyamah, Allah has taken the responsibility to protect His Kalam. And we can see it on a daily basis. How people, how they are learning in multitudes, that we get happy when we hear their madrasas that are so full, and they have waiting lists, and they can't accommodate, and that heart, feel such satisfaction that, Ya Allah, the spirit to learn Quran is still in the Ummah. Hazrat Mawlana Abdullah Amid Sahib, Ahmed Mahdu Kato, used to always mention in the past, whenever people used to walk before Fajr for Salah into the masjid, every home was vibrant with the tilawat of Quran Kareem. They used to start the day with Quran Kareem. And the parents used to ensure that the children, small children, if you go in school, before you go to school, you read Surah Yasin, you start with Quran Kareem. May Allah Ta'ala bring those days back to in our lives. That our day begins with Quran Kareem. That a child knows, I start off my day with Quran Kareem. Today we see with the social media and the technology, a lot has been mentioned about it already in the past and the bayan. But we can see what harm is doing, it's doing to the Ummah. That the time that a Hafiz could dedicate to the Quran Kareem, he's being diverted to other interests. And he's diverting him from the Quran Kareem. And this is a plan and a plot of shaitan. So we should always make this effort. In the North African countries, one story comes to mind before I mention the North African countries. There was a great sheikh by the name of Abdul Fattah al-Ghudda from Syria. He came to South Africa also. And we know in Russia, for 70 years, communism was there, and they had they would make all-out effort to make sure that there is no the slightest trace of any religion being practiced. And they would be very severe if they would find any inkling that some effort is made, especially on Quran Kareem, etc. And the ulama made so much effort that they would go into the bunkers and let the children go in the bunkers at night, and they would disguise the entrance of those cellars or bunkers with a table and is to put liquor on top, that perchance the government soldiers would come and do a check. When they see liquor, then they eat minan, so to say, they say that's right, that these people are people who drink, so they have no attachment to the religion, and they would go away. But in reality, that was just a front that they put at the bottom of the cellar and the bunkers. The Ustad was teaching the Quran Karim to the youngsters. With such sacrifice, that they knew full well, if any information is given regarding this, it means the end of my life. With such, so to say, a death sentence on their head, they even did not allow them to be separated from Quran Karim. And like that, after 70 years of communism, when communism fell, subhanallah, there were people who could read Quran Karim. People who have written Quran Karim. So Sheikh Abdul Fattah Al-Ghudda, rahmatullah alayhi, one day he went to Russia after the communism has fallen, the communist rule, and an elderly man, in his late 90s, slowly coming, and he came with few pages, one page of the Quran Karim that he had handwritten, and a few pages of some ahadith. And because communists had fell, they were now, alhamdulillah, a lot of effort was made around the world to now start distributing and allowing copies of Quran Karim to come to Russia, etc., and Kitab. So there were many copies of the Quran Karim now in Russia and in the Kitab, etc. And those three pages that this person had written, also the entire Kitab was also available in the country. But this person came slowly and showed Sheikh Abdul Fattah Al-Ghudda this copy of that page and the copy of the three pages of the Hadith. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Al-Ghudda took out $3,000, whatever he had in his pocket, so totaled about $3,000, and gave it to him and said, I want to purchase this four pages. People looked at him shocked and said, Sheikh, this entire Kitab is available and Quran Karims are available. You are willing to pay such a high price for this four pages. He said, you don't understand. The sacrifice with which this pages were written under such strict conditions and such stringent laws, if I even had more money, I would have paid for it. That no price can pay for the qurbani that is behind us. The qurbani that was made in order to secure the Quran Kareem and the words of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So Allah has taken it till the day of Qiyamah. And many Karuzari of the North African countries under such conditions, where primitive conditions and difficult conditions, where there is a scarcity of literature, etc. in those days, mashallah, people had profound love for the Quran and they made all our effort. The one Jamaat that went to one of the countries, to the island, a lot of effort was made to destroy Islam in that particular place. And Islam was not allowed to be practiced at all costs. And a lot of effort was made to destroy all the literature, etc. So there was a great shortage of Quran Kareems, etc. Eventually, alhamdulillah, that was overthrown, and alhamdulillah, now it was Jamaat were allowed to go. So the first Jamaat that was sent from South Africa to that place, when they just arrived at the Merkaz, a lot of people gathered there. And first thing they asked the Jamaat, do you have a copy of the Quran Karim for me? Few of the Jamaat started ready, they gave it to him. And the other said, no, we don't have. One person with one leg on crutches, rushing, trying to come as quickly as possible. And when he comes there, he asked the Jamaat, don't you have a copy for me of the Quran Karim? They said, we have already given it. What a deep sigh of regret and a feeling of sadness and pain in his heart. He said, I live 2 kilometers from the masjid. Every time I have the desire to recite the kalam of Allah, I have to walk on crutches for 2 kilometers to come to the masjid to read Quran. I was hoping that you would relieve me from this difficulty. Really, we do not make qadr. And we don't appreciate for what Allah has given us. Make this intention, inshallah, that from now on, we're going to have a great attachment to Quran Kareem. And we will give great importance to Quran Kareem. And inshallah, in our heart, Like how the parents, Allah given them the tawfiq through, get their children to memorize the Quran Kareem. Let us make that firm intention in our heart that we will also have that desire. That Allah must also make our children and our progeny and our grandchildren and entire right till the day of Qiyamah always attached to Quran Kareem. And for many of the elderly people you find, you speak to them and they tell you, you know what, it pains us and grieves us that we didn't have the opportunity that our youngsters are enjoying today. Today there's so many opportunities, so many facilities to facilitate the Hizbul Quran, so many madaris, etc. How we wish in our time that we also had that opportunity, we also have the desire to recite the Quran Kareem. So Mufti Hussein Bayat Rahmatullah Alayh, one day in one of the Hifz Jalsa, he mentioned a very ajeeb thing. And he said, all the elderly people, take this as a glad tidings from Allah. That if you also have the desire to memorize the Quran Kareem, there is nothing stopping you. And what he said, for example, start with Yasin Sharif. Majority, mashallah, reads Surah Yasin every day. Now don't just read it as a wazifa, or don't just read it as a regular masnoon habit of yours. Now make the niyat, Ya Allah, I am reading Surah Yasin to get familiar with the words, and my intention is to start off with Surah Yasin, and eventually I want to become a hafiz of the Quran. Or make that intention, inshallah. Those are not so fast. And then he said, with Allah there is no time period. Allah Ta'ala, with Allah there is no time period. And Allah's mercy is unending. It's infinite. So he said, if a person, for example, in his 60s, he starts off with this intention, and he says, inshallah, for example, he starts off, Yasin, for example, Wal Quran Al Hakim. It takes him maybe 1 month to learn Wal Quran Al Hakim, for example. No problem. His Mufti Sahib said, even if he learned Wal Quran Al Hakim and he passes away, his hashr will be made with the Hufaz on his intention. This is the mercy of Allah. This is the magnanimity of Allah. So make that intention. Who knows, inshallah, in the process, Allah Ta'ala will give us that high darjah of wadwad al-hufaz. How often we hear the status of the hufaz, that on the day of Qiyamah, how will they be honored? And how parents will, who did not make their children hufaz, will envy those parents who dedicated their children for the Hizbul Quran. And the honor that Allah will afford them, they will feel a sigh of regret in their heart. Unless if I could also have children who could be hufaz, so that I could be honored on this day. It's so important and imperative that we try to make this effort. Continuously attach ourselves to Quran. Now we're coming to the month of Ramadan. Very great association with the Quran Kareem. And the Quran was revealed in Ramadan. Ulama Ikram explained, Ramadan became virtues by virtue of Quran. Laylatul Qadr became virtue by the virtue of Quran. Allah revealed the Quran to the best ummah, in the best month, in the best night, via the best angel to the best of creation. Only the best. So how fortunate are those? How many times you meet people, they say, how many times I attempted to learn the Quran, but I just could not. How fortunate are these youngsters today that they have Allah given them the tawfiq and the opportunity to memorize the Quran. So what a great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala reward all those who have been the means of making this day a reality. And whoever, in whatever way, the asatiza that made the sacrifice, the parents that have made the sacrifice, so many times you find that the holidays of the Darulum does not coincide with the holidays of the school, for example, or the persons who leave does not coincide with the school, with the madrasa holidays, and adjustments have to be made. Now the person, for example, he only gets 21 working days holiday, leave, and that is now the time when the madrasa is on. How much sacrifice you have to make, probably you have to make some adjustment that now we won't be able to go because my son's youth, his madrasa, he can't neglect his youth, etc. All this will be a means of great reward and ajr for the parent that has made a sacrifice. And all the child itself, himself, how much effort he has made. The biggest request from my side, don't neglect the Quran Kareem. Don't disassociate yourself from the Quran Kareem. Always keep yourself attached to Quran Kareem. In fact, many scholars say, Each of these Hufaz know how much effort they have made for the Quran Kareem. But what the scholars say, they say becoming Hafiz is much easier than remaining Hafiz. Becoming Hafiz is much easier than to remain a Hafiz. So to remain a Hafiz, we have to be at it at all the time. And Sheikh Farooq Rahmatullah Ali used to always say, Haji Farooq Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he said many ulama give the prescription that a person should read at least 3 paras every day. He said, I say for a Hafiz, for him to retain what he has memorized, 5 paras is the minimum. He said 5 paras is the minimum. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid given a very easy prescription. And what he mentioned? He mentioned a person, for example, Hafiz, he said, look in the Quran and recite 1 para, for example. But when looking in the Quran Kareem, you must be conscious. Many times, a person's mind drifts. So a person looking into the Quran Kareem and reading that 1 para. Thereafter, he reads that para to somebody to listen to him, the same para. And thereafter, that same para that he read to somebody, he reads it in Salah. He says, inshallah, through this method, his Quran will be strong, inshallah. So we make dua to Allah that we always make the dua. The Hufaz should also make the dua that Allah, how you gave me the tawfiq to memorize the Quran Kareem. Oh Allah, now give me the tawfiq to practice in the Quran Kareem and understand the Quran Kareem. They always say, when somebody gives a person a gift, he doesn't leave it closed, wrapped up. He's excited and he's curious and excited to know what is hidden in the present. That what is wrapped up, what is inside there. So to say, Allah has now given us the gifts of the Quran. Now it is for us to open up and know what is the message that Allah is giving us. And that is why my humble request is for our young Salawat is completing today. That make the niyat now, Allah. You gave me the tawfiq to memorize the Quran. Now give me the tawfiq to further my studies so I can understand the Quran Kareem. That I now carry on with my studies with the alim course. So now I understand the message behind what Allah, what you want from me. And really, the more a person attaches himself to Quran Kareem, the more he associates with the Quran Kareem, the closer he'll be. Abu Ankar Ghazari in Lens, one Mufti was telling us, he runs a madrasa. There was one elderly man. He came to, must have been in his 50s or 60s. He came to Mufti Sahib and he says, Mufti Sahib, I do not know how to read Quran Kareem. I was not given the opportunity. And he said, I neglected it, I didn't regard it important. So I do not know how to read Quran. Can you accommodate me in order to teach me at least how to recite Quran Kareem? I can't even identify letters. So Mufti Sahib, mashallah, what is hectic, like, you know, tight schedule, etc. He said, no problem. What you have in the Madrasa Darulum, after Asr to Maghrib, you are free. You come a certain time, I'll dedicate half an hour to you, and we will start teaching you, inshallah. And like that, alhamdulillah, he used to come. It is said, not even a month that had passed, Allah will destroy him, matter of the action, he passed away. Mufti Sahib said, after a week, Mufti Sahib seen in the dream. And he told Mufti Sahib, oh Mufti Sahib, I cannot express my gratitude enough for you, for accommodating me to learn the Quran Kareem. That little 1 month of effort that I came and made an effort to learn the Quran Kareem, Allah has honored me by appointing an angel to teach me the Quran in my qabr. So there is no end to learning, my beloved brothers. Let us put ourselves forward. Do not feel shy. In our midst in South Africa, we are so fortunate. We have so many ulama, we have so many hufaz, we have so many qurra. Let us have this desire, ya Allah, if my reading is not correct, let me start going to them. Even on a one-to-one basis, sometimes we probably feel embarrassed to be in a class, on a one-to-one basis, and make that effort, and say, Ya Allah, I need to have a close link with your Kalam. I need to have a close association with your Quran Kareem. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq, and go, and really you will find how Allah's assistance will come and meet us. So may Allah Ta'ala reward all, accept all this young Hufaz completion. And Allah make it a means of hidayah for ourselves and for our country and for the entire world. And may Allah Ta'ala let this continue till the day of Qiyamah. That never ever this process of memorization of the Quran stop. And inshallah, all the Hufaz, our request is always make sure that we never miss a year of Taraweeh. We can't believe how quickly the Quran can deteriorate in our life. There were two students who studied very well, and alhamdulillah, they qualified and they knew the Quran exceptionally well. And because they studied well, they were given a big masjid and they studied 10 rakat. After 3-4 years, I met them and said, how are you still reading Tarawih? They said, Mawsa, make dua. Last year we must. I said, why you must? We had some other projectors, whatever, commitment. So I said, but make sure you read next year. They said, no, inshallah, you're going to read. After a few years, met them. Asked, how was the Tarawih? They used to read 10 without hesitation. This year they'll read, they're two brothers, one read the first 10, the next year they'll read the second 10. Like in 2 years, he makes the whole Quran Khatam in Tarawih. He said, please make dua. He said, no, that 1 year we left out Tarawih, we are managing only quarter para to read in Tarawih. Such a quick, you see, within few years. So my request to the Hufaz also, make it a point that every year we read Tarawih, and we read, inshallah, the best way to get our Quran perfected is the month of Ramadan. The blessing that descends in Ramadan, and what we read in Salah, we can, our Ustad always used to tell us, so what you read in Salah is like the Quran is being engraved in the heart. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, Allah accept everything, all these people's effort, and Allah Ta'ala make this barakat of the hifz of Quran be a means of blessing and mercy to descend on this jalsa and on us, and to have, let us have a fruitful and good Ramadan full of virtue, so that our connection with Allah can be developed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.